I went to a Pacers game last night against the Warriors. The Warriors won 132-100. I'm a Pacers fan, so that didn't bode well with me. But I have to say, the Golden State Warriors are phenomenal. If you're an NBA fan, go watch the Golden State Warriors in person. You're watching a team that is exceptional at what they do be exceptional live in person. It's a different experience than watching it on TV. Personally, I actually enjoy watching games on TV a little bit more. I love the angles a little bit more. I like the comfort of watching it in my own home at my leisure. Not in the nosebleeds with a bunch of half-drunk, inbred Indiana fans. Sorry, Indiana fans, that's just the truth. But Golden State is just exceptional. Go watch one of these top teams. Maybe it doesn't have to be Golden State. Go watch one of these top teams. But if Golden State's in your area, I plead that you go watch them. Especially right now. This is a unique moment in the history of the NBA. And whether or not you agree with what the Warriors have done to the NBA over the last few years by building an absolute super team, unlike anything we've ever seen, whether or not you appreciate that or agree with it, I personally am indifferent to it. Do whatever they want. It's a free world. Capitalism. Do whatever you want. Regardless of how you feel, go watch them because it's exceptional basketball. And who knows, maybe you go on the night where the team that you're rooting for beats them. Someday I'll go to a Pacers-Warriors game and the Pacers will actually win, but not last night. If you haven't been to an NBA game lately, I absolutely encourage you to go to a Warriors game, not just for the sake of seeing an exceptional team be exceptional, but the environment of Warriors games is unlike any other NBA environment. I've been to plenty of NBA games before. Pacers, Hornets, Brooklyn Nets games, not all in Indiana. I've been to games in Charlotte. I've been to games in other areas. So I've been to a couple of different arenas. I haven't gotten around to all of the different arenas, of course. But I've seen a few different teams play over my lifetime in a couple of different areas. And the game that I went to last night against the Warriors and the Pacers, the environment is unlike any other. And it's not just like during the game. I mean, it's everything before the game. The hype and the cult following of Stephen Curry is real and it's alive. And I know that you see kids every now and then walking around on the street or in church or at school wearing Stephen Curry, this or that. You go to the local YMCA and all the kids have Under Armour shoes now, which is unfathomable to me. Growing up, it was Nike. It's Nike. It's always been Nike, and now it's Under Armour. Stephen Curry has changed the landscape of not just basketball, but just the social aspect of basketball. Go to a game against the Warriors with whatever your local team is and go as soon as the doors open. There were more Stephen Curry fans there last night. Well, fan is a loose term. There were more people there dangling Stephen Curry jerseys from the tunnel, pleading and begging for him to sign it so they could post it on Facebook or sell it in their local classifieds for profit. There were more of those people there than actual Pacers fans last night at a game in Indianapolis. And don't get me wrong, folks. If you are under the age of 13 and you're a Stephen Curry fan, you are absolutely in the right and in the clear to be a Stephen Curry fan because you're growing up witnessing this. This is probably your first real true exposure to NBA basketball. When I turned 8 years old, my favorite player in the NBA was Allen Iverson, and that was 2001. He was MVP that year, or right around then. I don't remember. I don't have the numbers in front of me. We're not here to talk actual statistics and facts. I was a huge Allen Iverson fan growing up, right around the time that he was super successful and won an MVP. In 2004... as I'm still maturing and developing my identity. Well, let me be clear. Actually, let me back up. My favorite player always was Reggie Miller. Like, that goes without saying. So let me just clarify. My favorite player was always Reggie Miller. But Allen Iverson, when he was big, I was young and I was easily influenced by that. And I loved Allen Iverson. Dwayne Wade in 2004 and 2006 was one of my favorite players. He was also on the cover of NBA Live 2006. And I played that video game, and I was influenced by that. So if you're young and you're being influenced by that, that's fine. That's expected. And honestly, anyone under the age of 13 that roots for Stephen Curry, like, there could be worse players to root for. And either way, like, you're doing what's expected. And so I applaud you for being a Stephen Curry fan. If you're wearing your Stephen Curry jersey to the Pacers game and you're under the age of 13, then that's perfectly acceptable. Even maybe under the age of 15. We'll even go as far to say 18. Anyone that's essentially an adolescent or younger, and you're a Stephen Curry fan, that's fine. But if you are over the age of 18, how dare you? How dare you be a Stephen Curry fan? Not you know, you can root for the guy. I like Stephen Curry. I don't necessarily dislike anyone on the Warriors. I think they're all very good basketball players. But I'm not going to root for the Warriors. They're the enemy. I'm a Pacers fan. I grew up in Indiana. I'm a Pacers fan. I'm not rooting for the Warriors just because they're popular and because they won 3 out of the last 4 championships. Absolutely not. So you grown men that are out there rooting for the Warriors, how dare you? You grown men that are allowing your children to be influenced and be Stephen Curry fans before they're fans of their local team, how dare you? My child, I don't have a child that's a Pacers fan, but when I have a child that's a Pacers fan, are you kidding me? They're not going to be rooting for Stephen Curry. They're going to be rooting for Victor Oladipo and Miles Turner and whoever else is on the Pacers at the time. Doug McDermott is going to be 38 years old, still jacking up 34% from the three-point line. And I'm going to buy my child a Doug McDermott jersey. If you're a grown adult, have a genuine thought for once and quit letting the basketball society influence you into your decisions and into your thoughts. Be genuine for once, grown adults, for goodness sakes. Be genuine. And I say that because as I go to this game last night, there were a couple of observations I had. One, the Warriors are fantastic at basketball. So as I said before, go to a Warriors game so that you can watch them be exceptional at basketball, because it's unlike anything, honestly, I've ever seen. But the other observation I had is the cult following of the Warriors is real. I got to the game as the doors were opening because I was with a friend who has a son who's under the age of 18 that is a Stephen Curry fan. Under the age of 10, that's a Stephen Curry fan. Wants to watch Stephen Curry warm up. I think anyone wants to watch Stephen Curry warm up. But if you're a Pacers fan going there watching Stephen Curry warm up, you're doing it wrong. Root for your team. And so when we got there early, as I said, the cult following is real. I'm standing on the side of the Pacers, where the Pacers are warming up, near their tunnel. I'm not one of those people standing against the tunnel begging the NBA player running past me to sign my XYZ, which we'll get to that in a minute. But I'm standing there watching the Pacers warm up, and I look over, and, you know, there's like 50 people probably in the area watching the Pacers warm up, and I look over to the Warriors side, and it's like Jordan Bell and Sean Livingston warming up, and there's 1,500 people over there, maybe even 2,000 people over there watching them warm up. And then Stephen Curry finally comes out, and there's cheers. You hear cheers. And there's thousands of people that over there now watching Stephen Curry warm up, and Stephen Curry hits a three-pointer. And it's like that you can hear the crowd audibly gasp. Oh. He hit a three-pointer. Oh. He hit a layup. Oh. Meanwhile, Corey Joseph is over on the other end hitting three-pointers. Aaron Holiday is over on the other end hitting three-pointers at the same rate. It's warm-ups. Stephen Curry has a cult following. And it's not a bad thing. I'm not critiquing it. But it's just, it's amazing to see that happen. There were people and kids on the Pacers side against the tunnel. So there's, you know, the stands or the seats run right up against the tunnel. And oftentimes people will line up there to try to get autographs of players as they're entering or leaving the court for warmups. And there's kids standing there near me. So imagine the tunnel there, people lined up against the railing. I'm kind of standing away from that so that I can still be a part of it or observe some of that happening, while not being directly associated with it, because I don't want to block any kids from being able to go up there and sign. And I don't need these grown adults to sign my pamphlet or my program or my hat or my shoes. I don't need that. I'm a grown adult. I pay for my own phone. I pay for my own health insurance. Thank you. I'm a grown adult. I don't need the justification from these professional basketball players by signing my XYZ to know that I'm a man. But that's for my therapist to sort out. So I'm standing there observing this, and there's kids lined up there against this railing that are literally wearing Stephen Curry jerseys and Stephen Curry shoes, begging Doug McDermott for an autograph. How backwards is that? It's weird, isn't it? I don't know. I mean, if you're a fan of the NBA and you're a kid and you want the autograph of all the players, then I get it. That's perfectly fine. You could be a Stephen Curry fan but still want Doug McDermott's autograph. If you're under the age of 18 and you want those things, that's perfectly okay. I would say like 13. It's cool. I get it. But if you are over the age of 18, if you're a grown adult, if you pay for your own health insurance, don't stand there and beg these grown men for an autograph. And I say that because there's literally last night, I wasn't one of the very first people to get in there. I was probably one of the first 300 to get in there. And so, of course, I walk up the stairs to get into the stands and kind of watch the warm-ups. And I'm looking over, and there in the very front row at the tunnel, at the prime location for autographs, is a grown man. And I'm not talking he's still growing. He's 23, he's 25, he's 27. I'm talking he's absolutely over the age of 40. He's absolutely over the age of 40. He graduated high school before some of these basketball players were born. And he is sitting there, he's standing there, and he is holding various basketball cards, and he's also holding a Golden State Warriors hat, and he's standing against the tunnel for the Pacers, and he is pleading for Domas Sabonis and Kyle O'Quinn and Corey Joseph and Doug McDermott and TJ Leaf to sign his Golden State Warriors hat and his Larry Bird basketball card. While three rows back, there's a six-year-old pleading for them to sign his program. How backwards is that? Folks, if you're a grown adult, step aside at the basketball games and let the children get the pictures and the autographs. If you're a grown adult, be an adult at a basketball game. For goodness sakes, that should go without saying. There's a very, very simple test that you can perform. It's a quiz to know, should I be standing in the front row next to the tunnel begging another grown man for an autograph? Question one, are you a grown man? Yes? Then step away! Go away! Let the kids do that! Give the kids the opportunity to be kids and quit being a kid! You're supposed to be an adult! That was my first observation, is that there were grown adults begging other grown adults for autographs last night and for pictures last night. And it's absurd! It's ludicrous! I don't get that! I don't understand that. That was my first observation. And to that point, there's kids that aren't getting the opportunity to have things signed and to have that moment, to have their hero, their childhood hero, autograph something. There was also a funny moment where there was a 15-year-old who kind of, he was in the same row, or he ran up to the same row that I was standing in and ran past me, which, you know, I was like, you know, please go, get an autograph, go, by all means. I'm an adult, I don't need that, because I'm an adult, I don't need that. That should go without saying. And so he runs up, and I'm watching him, because he's not wearing Pacers gear, and that's fine. You don't have to go to an NBA game and wear Pacers gear. You don't have to wear NBA gear, as long as you're not wearing a button-down and brown loafers, like a 60-year-old man does at a basketball game. As long as you're just dressed like a normal human being, that's fine at a basketball game. But we'll also get to that in a minute. So this kid runs up, and Domas Sabonis is coming down the tunnel signing stuff, and this kid is like, oh, I gotta have him sign something. And he's like, I don't have a program. I don't even have a pen. And so he removes his shoe so that Sabonis can sign his shoe. And he wasn't wearing Steph Curry's. He wasn't wearing KD's. He wasn't wearing Bron's. He wasn't even wearing Kobe's. He wasn't wearing Paul George shoes, Westbrook, Harden's. He wasn't wearing any of those. He was wearing a ragged out K-Swiss that I probably used to wear when I was 9 years old. He was wearing a ragged out K-Swiss and pulls this stinky sucker off and says, "Domas, sign my shoe." And I kid you not, Domas looks at it and goes, "You want me to sign this?" "Yeah." "Okay." "All right." And this kid got an autograph from four or five different Pacers players on his shoe. And I just thought it was so funny. Like, kids will have them sign anything. And I know that from my own experience as a kid going to Pacers games or being around someone that's, like, famous. It's like, "Sign my napkin," right? "Sign my napkin." And then you go home and you say, "Wow, Domas Sabonis signed my K-Swiss. I'm never going to wash this shoe again. Not that I ever have." Ooh, actually, you know what? I'm smelling it. I probably should wash this shoe. Ugh. That was just a funny moment. But here's the other thing that I observed last night that drove me crazy that speaks to the culture of just celebrities as a whole, or our society's infatuation with celebrities. And I don't want to get too, like, detailed into just the psychology of this, but it speaks to our own identity crisis, I feel. Here was the situation. There's a woman that I mentioned, the grown man that's standing there holding Larry Bird cards and Golden State hats, having other grown men sign it for him, and he's taking up the opportunity for other kids to get autographs. Well, there was a woman who had a couple of kids with her, mind you, and she's standing there along the tunnel. So not even in the stands, she's standing like right there, kind of near the bench area, like hanging out, trying to kind of act inconspicuous. And then when a basketball player walks past, she yells for them, Corey Joseph, sign my kid's crap. Sign his crap over here. Sign his balloon. Whatever garbage she was having him sign. And then after he's done autographing the children's garbage, she says, "I want a photo with you." And of course, the gentle, compassionate basketball players that they are obviously oblige. And so she's standing there and hands her iPhone 5 to her friend that's there, to her AA sponsor. She hands the iPhone 5 to this person, and the person says, "Okay, 1, 2, 3. And of course, on 3, they both pucker up and smile. And she looks thrilled. She's kind of pointing at him. Like, can you imagine just a cheerful grin with a woman kind of pointing? Like, "I'm meeting Corey Joseph! My hero, Corey Joseph!" Pointing at him like that with her arm around him. And he's got a nice smile on. And of course, you know, he's thankful that they're there at the game supporting the Pacers at this big game like this, asking for his autograph. What an honor! The guy's being appreciated. And so this woman's AA sponsor hands the iPhone 5 back to her and says, "You know, there you go." And she takes it and immediately is looking at it. Doesn't even acknowledge, like, "Thank you, Corey. Thanks so much." Or, "Oh, man, good luck tonight. Thanks for signing my kid's garbage." She grabs the phone and just kind of looks at it and starts typing, probably getting ready to post this to Facebook. And Corey Joseph says, "How's it look? Is it look okay? Do you want to take another one? I want to make sure that you have a good experience. Thank you for coming out to the Pacers game." Like, that's what he's trying to communicate. Is it okay? Did it look okay? And she, without even looking up at him, without even acknowledging that he's another human being, "Yeah, it's fine. It's good, Corey. We're done here. Kyle LaQuinn, get over here. I want your picture." This woman comes here, harasses these players. She's not even wearing Pacers gear. This woman is wearing a pink John Deere sweatshirt at a Pacers game. And it was on the night that they're giving away free Pacers t-shirts for Victor Oladipo. It's a gold shirt with blue lettering, and it says, "Together for Vic." And the word "for" is the number 4, because that's Victor Oladipo's number. It says, "Together, number 4, Vic." Because Victor Oladipo ruptured his quad. They're giving these t-shirts away. They're sitting in the stands. There's thousands of these shirts available. And this woman takes pictures with Pacers players wearing a pink John Deere sweatshirt. Why? What is it that you do with that photo once you have it? Do you frame it? Do you post it on social media so that other people can see the quality of life you have? Look at Tammy from Seymour living it up in downtown Indianapolis. I bet all my friends at AA will be pissed. No, it's wrong. It's wrong, Tammy from Seymour, to do that. It's just wrong and it's weird. Be an adult. That's my adult moment. That's my hot take for going to NBA games. If you're an adult, be an adult at an NBA game and let the children enjoy what the children should enjoy at the NBA game. And quit asking people for pictures. Look, I met Corey Joseph. What'd you talk about? Nothing. I said, hey, Corey, will you take a picture with me? That's what we talked about. Where did Corey Joseph go to school? Did he go to IU? No, lady. I don't know. He didn't. Don't ask me where Corey Joseph went to school, because I don't know off the top of the head. And that's okay, because I'm not the same guy that goes and asks him for autographs and pictures, because I'm his biggest fan! That's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. Check us out in the next episode. If you have a question or a comment, email it to thebasketballpc@gmail.com. If you want to support this podcast, you can donate money to me. I don't do this for the money. I've made 28 cents on this podcast so far. That's right, 28 cents. I'm only a nickel away from being able to buy a soda pop in the 1950s. So, again, whatever.